How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. So I was having computer issues yesterday, so my apologies that my program wasn't live. I ended up having a little issue with my antivirus software and was on an online chat for a couple of hours. But anyway, so here we are. And I always draw a card of the day for a vibration of the day. And this is falling in love with your work. This is the card of doing what you love and doing it for the sake of the fact that you do what you do and that you love it. And I know that sounds like the easiest thing to say. It's very difficult for some people to actually do the career that they can fall in love with. But what it's saying is that fall in love with your work no matter where and what it is right now. Because by treating something with its divine attention, you start drawing to you the exact kind of work that you really want to do. So, I mean, I'm going to use Starbucks as an example. Let's say you're working at Starbucks and that's not really your dream job. Your dream job is to maybe own your own business or become an actress or whatever it is. What you can do with that job, though, is treat every interaction as though it is the most important one in your life. And what will happen is by you being right there in the moment, right there being present, then you actually find that you really love what you do. And this is a card of finding and living what you want to do for work that you love. What I do for work right now, I love. I love it. I love it. I do it for more reasons than just making an income. I do it because it is something that I have a natural gift for, and I enjoy it. It's the only career that I ever want for myself, is to do what I'm doing right now. And I wish that all of you are to get to that point. I've got somebody here from the 914 area code. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Hi, it's Anne. How are you? Charity
Anne.
My full name.
What's your question for me?
I've been having a little bit of a dilemma with the house that I've been trying to sell and rent out because we can no longer live in the area for where we bought the home. And I was just wondering if you think, I've been doing sage and stuff like that, so pretty much I'm just wondering if there's anything else that maybe the cards would tell or something that I'm not doing correctly.
Okay, so
it's
I have a question for
energy
you.
Just an offer energy here.
Okay, I have a question for you. Are you looking to sell the house or are you looking to rent the house?
Well, we've been really trying to sell, but it's getting, with the mortgage and stuff, where we might have no choice but to rent it again.
Okay, because what the cards are saying here is that you're not in the right vibration to sell it yet. So because the cards are saying that, what I would do instead is look for someone that would be willing to rent the house for at least a year.
Okay.
Because what it's saying is it's becoming too difficult. And one of the things that I have to tell you is that sometimes when things don't seem to be going the way we want them to, we may be being shown how to dodge a bullet, all right? Your
yeah.
home is worth a certain value. You're, according to this, that unless you really undercut the value of the home, it won't sell.
Exactly.
So here's the thing, is I would much rather you rent it for whatever the cost is to cover the mortgage than for you to try and sell it right now.
Yeah, because that's how I feel. I feel like we lowered it substantially, and maybe there's a reason that we shouldn't be doing that, you know?
Well, the thing is that, you know, you are entitled to get what it's worth back. You're allowed to get what it's worth back. I mean, there's and in the meantime, what's waiting another year? Because I think you have really good timing to rent it very quickly.
We've had lots of people wanting to rent.
Okay, then here's the thing. Go with where the energy is flowing, all right?
Okay.
So rent the sucker and then put it on the back burner for the next year.
Oh, that takes such a weight off my shoulders, because that's what I've been saying to my husband. I said, I think we really just have to rent.
Well, and the thing is I know your husband wants to be done with it, and I know in a way you're trying to cater to his wishes, but what the cards are saying is that it gives you a comfortable place to wait for another year. And then what it's saying is that next year, not only does it seem like the mojo in that area picks up so that you would be able to get the value of the home instead of, I would take it off the market and rent it, because according to what the cards are saying is that you'll rent it quickly and then you don't have to worry about it for at least a year.
That's how I felt. You really helped me validate that a lot.
All right, Anne, thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. What's your question?
Well, my question is, let's see, about a month ago, I had met with this nice gentleman. Well, I thought he was nice. Well, he is nice. But anyway, things didn't quite happen as I had expected. And you could say I was pretty much kind of disappointed. Now, I was wondering if he has thought about the same thing, if he had read my email that I sent, vice versa. I mean, do you have any insight on that? It's just been baffling me.
Okay, according to here's the thing, women need closure way more than men do. According to this, I actually think you kind of saw through to his real essence of who he is, And you weren't sure that you really were liking what you were seeing. And what I'm getting about him is that you would be too good at calling him on some of the crap that he might try to pull on you.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, as I'm going to say it really directly, you were too much trouble for him to try and manipulate.
Okay, so in other words, I was too smart for him.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So I would throw that fish back, not even worry. Yes, and he did read your email, by the way. But
oh,
I'd throw that fish back.
Okay.
This guy's on the catch and release program.
Okay, I kind of figured that, but I really wanted to make sure that he did read that email. And do you have any feeling? Do you think he had any feeling behind that email?
Okay, remember there are some guys out there that it's really all about them. And if they meet people that don't make it all about them, then they do the catch and release program. Here's the thing: is that you weren't somebody that he could control. So that's why he let you go. And you know what? I think you dodged the bullet.
Right. Right.
All right.
Okay, then. Thank you, Stephanie, so much.
You're welcome.
Mona.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 202 area code. Hello, 202. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kay. How are you?
Hi, Kay. What's your question?
I am wondering about a friend and I have just kind of started seeing each other lightly, wondering about the likelihood of it working out or if we're compatible, how he feels about me.
Well, okay, it's still really new. And what it's saying here is that this is somebody that's actually looking for a partner. So do I think it has potential? Yes. What it's saying, though, is that I'm actually going to instruct you to ask me this question again next month instead of asking me this question right now, because what I want you to concentrate on in the next 4 weeks is doing activities with this person so that it looks like you guys can get along in a variety of different situations. And I know that sounds like the funniest thing I could say to you, but what it's saying here is that this person is seeking a partner. And it won't get so romantic too quickly because that's what they're looking for.
Okay.
Okay, so ask me this question again in September. But right now, I want you to be the person that becomes sort of the social activity queen about the two of you doing a variety of things together. So it might be networking groups. It might be going to a new movie. It might be where you get a Groupon for a buy one, get one free show ticket, whatever it is. What I'm getting here is that this is about the activities you two do together and how well you get along socially with lots of other people, because
mm-hmm.
it's going to be important that he's able to introduce you to his friends.
Okay.
So you need to be really sort of casually, coquettishly interested with him, but don't make it look like you're even rushing at all for an idea that where's this relationship going statement.
Right.
In other words, treat him like an acquaintance that has been moved to the front burner.
Now, does this mean because we have kissed, should I slow
oh, no,
down?
I don't mind you guys kiss. I don't mind you guys do heavy petting, but don't do it.
Yeah, no, I know better than to do it.
Okay, but because here's the thing. You know this as well as I do, Kay, that once women actually have intercourse, we get weird.
Yeah, and attached.
Okay.
I can't. I'm already
okay.
Weird.
All right.
So I know I have to not even
okay.
go there.
And the thing is that as long as we don't do it, we have all the control. And it's not holding it out there for ransom. It's not that at all. It's our own emotional well-being.
Because it's physiological, I feel.
Exactly. So
yeah.
As long as you don't actually do it, no insert tab A into slot B, none of that. Everything else, I'm okay with that. Everything else, a little heavy petting,
okay.
A little, drive. Actually, when you're ready to get a little bit more intimate, I'm going to suggest you go to a drive-in movie.
Okay. Oh, that would actually be really cool.
Right. Just say, you know, I haven't been to a drive-in for in forever, but, you know, we're not going to get into heavy petting or anything, but I just, you know, I'd love to go to a drive-in and get the popcorn and the Good and Plenty and the Red Vines and the soda and just eat junk food and watch
awesome.
A stupid movie.
Here's
because,
my question. I'm sorry. Do you have time for a question?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay. My issue with him is that because we have a history of friendship, like true, like, I mean, friendship, like in the schoolyard, just like hanging out.
Yeah.
He is so very open about, like, you know, he comments on other women and things like that that he's always done, and now it bothers me. I don't know how to say that without getting serious. I'll tell you why it bothers you.
Because you're actually interested in him romantically. And
yeah.
The thing is that you, here's the thing, ignore the behavior you don't like and instead pay attention to the behavior you do like. Because right now you're just friends. And that's exactly how
Even
you
Even though we're
to
kissing,
it.
That's the thing. The difference
well, okay, kissing's different than having intercourse.
Okay, wow.
Okay, I kiss my girlfriends.
Okay.
And I'm married to an amazing man. But my kissing my girlfriends doesn't mean that if they start looking at other men, it's going to bother me because that's I'm at a casual place with these people. And that's exactly
right.
Where you need to be with this guy right now. You need to ignore the fact that he's looking at some chick in a short skirt and just
We're
say, yeah, you know. And what I would do is, okay, then I would make a joke about it. You're a dog.
Yeah.
Just say, you're a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You're not
that's
a real man.
It.
You're a dog. And then smile when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the thing is that he may not even be aware because he's done it his whole life.
I know, and we've been friends, you know, for like 10 years, and it's been
okay. But
special.
Then you need to call him on it. You're a dog. You're
okay,
a dog.
That's
no horn
I'm trying
dog.
To figure out how to call him on it. Okay.
Or you could even say like you'd even have a shot with her. I mean, it really, really make it look like there's no way that. Yeah, like she's going to pay attention to you. Oh, right, rub a lamp.
Okay.
Are serious. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody, it looks like they're Skyping, someone named Raven. Hi, Raven.
Hi, Mystic Mona. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's your question?
My question is, when and how will the money come so that I can move?
Well, you have the best. Do you read tarot yourself?
Runes.
Oh, I love runes. I have those too. Okay, you have the best card in the deck that you can get here, and it's a card in tarot called the World. So it's saying, I don't know how you're going to get the money, but according to this, you are going to get the money. There's a man here that owes you money. You might hit him up for what he owes you.
Okay.
So what it's saying, it's funny because there's some sorrow or icky feelings connected with this guy, but he still owes you money. So I would call him on it because you need to be selfish enough to put yourself in the spotlight and in the priority side of things.
Okay, so you see the move happening.
Oh, I totally see the move happening. And what it's saying is that you figure it out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. That it's coming
that would
up
be
quick.
Awesome.
And by the way, I would, if there's anyone that owes you money, and I keep getting that there's a guy that owes you money, it's time to hit him up for what he owes you. And the way you say it is, dude, let's say his name's John. John, it's me, Raven. Just want to let you know, remember that $800 I loaned you a few years ago? I could really use it right now.
Okay.
All right. And anybody that owes you money, that's the approach I would take. Dude, remember that money I loaned you a while ago? I need it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really owes me money. Whenever I give money, it's really not expecting it back. I'm just kind of not that person.
Okay. Well, according to what the cards are saying is that there's somebody that owes you money and that wouldn't be a bad idea for you to ask for it back. There may be, here's the thing, it's not a question of you throwing it out there and not expecting back. here's the thing, is that when you throw out goodwill, you should expect goodwill back. It's just the karmic circle of things. Erica on the program said the other day, what goes around comes around. Here's the thing, that we mean that in a good way and a bad way. And I want you to look at it is, what karmic things have you done for people out there that could have the opportunity to pay you back in some way? This is not about you throwing it out there to some abyss and not getting it back. This is about you being open enough to receive it back. And according to this, you figure it out in the next 2 to 3 weeks how to do it. So there will be the wherewithal for you to have what you want and make this move, because you know being in this new place is going to be better for you.
Yeah.
So, all right, my friend, thanks for checking
okay.
in.
Okay, thanks.
See
and
you
can
later.
I just say really quick, I'm a new yeah. listener, and I just want to let you know that I really appreciate your sense of humor. I think you're very funny.
Oh, why, bless your
okay.
little heart. I hope you stay
That's
tuned
it,
in.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. I'm moving on to area code 505. Hang in there, guys. I'll get to all your calls. Area code 505.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. What's your question?
So I just moved, and I've been doubting whether or not this was the right thing for me and thinking about going back. So I was just kind of wondering if you could tell me if I should stay and stick it out or if I need to go back home.
Okay. You have the most important thing for you to consider is being in a place that makes you feel totally yourself and accepted, all right? So what your cards are talking about is for you to follow your heart. Follow your heart. So here's the thing. There are two men here that look like they're available to help you. Is one of them your dad?
No.
Okay. There's an older man here. So this could be a boss. This could be somebody that's in sort of a sovereign or like supervisory role to you. He's very disciplined. Do you recognize this guy as a past employer?
No. I mean, like my current manager is kind of been like a support to me, but...
Okay. Would you say you're... Because there's two men here. There's one man that's a little younger, nice sense of humor, very smart, makes you feel valued for who you are. There's that one. And then there's a guy that's very disciplined, like CEO, president, supervisory level, big guy. I don't mean big physically, big position-wise. Do you recognize mm-hmm. the guy that's in the sort of supervisory role?
It could be. I mean, he's the director of my units. I'm a nurse.
Okay.
So he's the director
of all of the ideas. Because what it's saying here is that they both like you. They both think that you're very good at what you do, all right? But what the cards are saying here is that you're incredibly lonesome where you are.
Yeah, I am.
And so...
And I kind of... Go ahead, sorry.
No, well what I was going to say is that either you need to find a couple of groups to get together with that make you feel less lonesome, or you need to follow your own advice and move back. Because there's no money issue here for you. It would be inconvenient, but you could do it.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing is that you have this card of you need to be in the place that makes you happy. And right now you're doing the work great. You're being respected and applauded for your work. But there's this incredible lonesomeness. You actually hate having days off right now because you don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow. Yeah, that's true. Like, I pick up extra shifts all the time because, like, all I do on my days off is just, I just, like, sleep or hang out with my dogs. Like, that's it.
Yeah. So what I'm getting here is that it would be very easy for you to make a move. And what I would do is I would go to your direct supervisor and say, you know, I really love the work, but I'm having a hard time connecting in the community here, and I'm just very lonesome, so I'm going to move back. And according to this, your former employer would take you in a heartbeat, but I'd like you to find a different place to work than where you worked before, unless where you worked before will bridge your time.
Oh, my God. You are amazing. My former employer offered me my job back, but I've actually just accepted a new position at a different hospital doing something completely different.
All right.
But
well,
I didn't know if it was, like, the right thing. I want to find somebody. Like, I want to find my next partner. Like, and I want to make sure that I'm not going to leave this city, like, and have, like, you know, this city be where I'm supposed to be to find my next love. You know?
Well, according to this, moving back to where you feel more grounded and loved and accepted is the better choice. And
okay.
The fact that you already have a job waiting for you, it says to me that the doors are flying wide open, so I'm even more convinced that the move would be better for you. What you need to do, though, is that you need to let your supervisors know that you've really enjoyed the work here and that you wish this job was where you were moving back to.
Okay.
Okay. You need to let them know it's not them, it's you.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask one more question? Do you
really
see my house selling anytime soon?
The new one that you just bought at the place you're living now?
No, my house back home.
Why aren't you moving back into your house back home?
Well, I am, but it's on the market.
I'm not sure. Okay, what's really funny about this is I actually think that 2 months after you move back into your house is when it sells.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So don't put everything back in the house.
Okay.
All right. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, Teresa, let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys, hang in there. I'll get to all your calls. I'll be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Vice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code 786. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Samantha.
Oh, hey, Samantha. What's up?
Hi. Well, hopefully good things. I was just wondering if you see, I guess, in the coming year that I meet a nice person and become friends and maybe end up in a relationship.
Yes.
Like hope.
But what I want to tell you, that the way for you to meet someone that's smart enough for you may be for you to step into some sort of political party group like the Democratic group or Libertarian or Republican, where you actually get involved in the community in some way. It also may be the way that you end up getting into your new career.
Really?
So
oh, wow.
here's the cool thing. You're kind of in a big leap from one thing to another thing place right now. So what I'd like you to do is find a way to get grounded in your community where your mojo can make a difference. So I would look up online your like your Democratic, Republican, Libertarian, Green Party, whatever it is, and find a group to get involved in. Because what it's saying here is that you're more, you literally have a card that says by you getting involved in politics, you meet the right partner.
Oh, wow.
So it actually represents, it's representing part of your brand new beginning because you're shifting into a whole different way of life. And part of what that's going to be for you is to be more aware of what's going on in the community.
Yes, I completely agree.
All right,
thank
let me know
so
what
much.
Happens. Okay, see you later.
I will. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What's your question?
It's about love, life, again.
Well, are we asking about a specific person? I mean, is there somebody already in your crosshairs? Or do you want me to just tell you what the cards want to tell you about love in general?
Love in general, I guess.
Okay. Let's see what it wants to say to you. Oh, that was funny. A card just leapt into my hand. That never happens. Okay. There is a guy. Oh, wow. There is a guy that you need to let go of that's either around you right now or in the past. This was a guy with dark hair and dark eyes that was kind of cheap. Do you recognize him?
Yes.
Okay. We got to let him go because when men are cheap, and he really is cheap, it's one thing to use a coupon for a restaurant you really like because you just happen to stumble across a coupon. It's quite another to be sort of obnoxious about it. And when people are that obnoxious about money, about being so cheap with it, that they're cheap with other things in their life too. And the most important and the most valuable thing that we all have, and every single one of us has this, is time. And if people are stingy with their time, then they're stingy with everything. They're stingy with their money. They're stingy with their affection. They're stingy with all that. So this is a guy that I would highly recommend you did an exercise of release with. So the way you do that is you take out a sheet of paper and you write this guy a goodbye letter. You don't send it to him. But you say everything in this letter about letting him go and why he's not good for you and why it's not a great relationship for you moving forward. And at the bottom of that letter, you write, I release this relationship for the one I deserve. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you burn it. Okay?
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing here connected with you and love is that you're about to attract yourself a guy that really is the big swinging dick in business that you really want to be connected with, a guy that either owns his own business or he's somebody that is so good at what he does that it just seems like magic happens around him. And so he either owns his own business or he's high up in a business, but this guy has his life together. And the way for you to attract this man to you is for you to be incredibly honest and candid about what you're looking for in a relationship. So this is not about you being what you think the guy wants you to be. This is about you being totally yourself.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And what it's saying is that as soon as you step in the power of being totally yourself, it says that there's almost an immediate attraction by a man. So we got to let go of that that last guy. Got to let him go. He's done. He's dead to you. He's not going to be part of your future. Then as soon as you really do that, you allow the vibration to draw into you someone that's more worthy of you. All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Mona. Have a good day.
All right,
day.
See you later. You too. Okay. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 925 area code. Hello, 925. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marichu.
Hi, Marichu. What's your question?
I started this business a year back and was wondering, I'm at a crossroads between being at my full time and finding something else.
I want to tell you, it's saying that money is starting to get really tight for you, connected with you operating this business full time, and that there is a regular, and this is, looks like a new one, there is a regular job offer coming to you, and that I want you to realize that this particular regular job offer actually respects and celebrates what you bring to the table, all right? So it's feeling like the environment of you having your own business, it just feels, right now, feels really unfair. It feels like it's like you're working really hard, but a lot of stuff doesn't seem to be coming back. It's saying that 2015 is a better year for you to actually launch your own business. So this offer that's coming to you, I would look at it temporarily, like 6 months.
Okay.
And that you, it's almost like if you can take it as a consulting job, like a project, it would be even better. Because what it's saying is that this is a better thing to launch as of February of 2015 than it is to try and keep hitting your head against a door that doesn't seem to be opening.
Really?
So it's
so,
not you. It's not
what
you.
Was that?
It's like the environment right now.
Okay. So I feel like I've invested a year with this new venture.
Right.
And what you're saying is start it over again?
I'm saying is that if you can put the venture, if there's a way you can put the venture on the back burner for six
okay.
months and take something else that can generate income for you and
yes.
then go back into it full tilt as of February of 2015, it will be in a much better space for you to have the success you want.
Why is that? Is that what shows in my cards?
What it's saying is that it feels as though your own efforts are sort of being used against you, that your hard work is sort of being, I don't want to say manipulated against you, but it seems that the success that you thought you were going to have by now hasn't happened yet. Success is still going to happen, but I see a sort of six-month rest to this particular venture. And that if you put it on hold for 6 months and then go back into it with sort of full tilt energy, it starts
yes.
to come back to you in a much more profitable way.
Really? Oh, that's funny that you mentioned February because, okay, that sounds good.
Let me ask you a question because the cards are saying, and I don't usually ask people questions when I'm doing a reading for you. I just tell you, I just answer your question. But your
right.
cards are talking about it feels like things have been especially tight with money and that you have, it also feels like it's been unfair to you. You know you're putting the effort in, but it doesn't seem to be coming back to the level you're putting the effort there.
Yes, you're right.
Okay,
right.
so here's the thing. There's a card, there's two cards. There's you being, you are amazing at what you do. That's how you're coming up. You also are not afraid of the hard work and taking action to do what you do well. But the conclusion card to your reading is talking about putting it on hold for 6 months. And that when you do that and you come back into it full tilt, it seems as though it's better received.
I see. Oh, okay. Great. And I also have another question for you.
Okay, make it quick.
Yep, family.
That's not coming up in your cards.
It doesn't? Okay.
No,
okay,
the only
good.
Thing coming up in your cards was your immediate question. Sometimes something else will come up in those, because I draw five cards.
Okay.
And what it
Perfect.
Was concentrating on right now is that you need to kind of look at your business slightly different than you've been looking at it.
Perfect.
All right.
Mona.
Thanks, Mayor, too.
Help.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Oh, hey, Lena. What's your question?
I had an interview yesterday with a home health care agency, and it went very well. They gave me the paperwork for the new hire, and then they told me they wanted me to come back on the 14th to meet somebody. I want to see if you think I'm going to actually get a job at this company. And
yeah, actually, this says yes. However, don't take the fact that I'm telling you yes as an opportunity to relax. All right?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, go in with the idea that there's just one more person they want you to meet. Don't treat it like a formality. Treat it like it's an actual real interview. All right? So I have to tell you, I recently made that mistake. Oh, my gosh. I had met a couple people, and they said, oh, we need you to meet this other person. And they gave me the impression it was just a formality, that really it was a given that this particular project was going to be mine. And then when I went to meet with the person, not only had they not even looked at my qualifications, they sort of treated me like I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, boy.
So I sort of had to resell myself. And as mm-hmm. it turns out, it wasn't a formality. It was go right from square one. So I'm giving you that little insight that you need to go in with the idea that the people that have told you need to meet this other person have not paved the way for you. You need to go in with the idea that this is a brand new, fresh interview. And if you go in with the idea that you are there to impress them, then you get the job.
Okay. All right.
All right, my friend. Let me know what happens, Lena. All right. I've got somebody here from, oh, fabulous, 702. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, it's Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
I haven't heard from you in a while.
No. I'm wondering about love. Do you see anybody, or what does the card say, or anything like that?
Let's see.
Does anything jump out at you?
Let's see. Yes, as a matter of fact, there's this pretty powerful guy that's about to come into your life, and he's somebody that he either owns his own business, and it might be a small business, but he either owns his own business or he's very high up in a company like a CEO or vice president, and it's talking about the angels are guiding you to him within the next, are you ready, within the next
uh-huh.
3 months.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So if you haven't already met him, he's going to be coming into your life pretty quickly. What I like about this guy is he totally knows his own mind. He's already a success. Now, this is not a guy that you can look at and go, well, once I hook up with him, then I don't have to work anymore. He's not that guy. Though down the road, you may come up with your own business idea, and he would be very supportive of you doing it. But what the cards are saying right now is that you need to look at this man as though he's equal to you in partnership, and that you are being guided by the angels toward him.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a plan. Do you know where I'm going to meet him, or is there anything I have to do?
You know what? It's saying here there's nothing different you have to do. It's just you need to be a little bit more aware in your own environment. So whatever your normal routine is, it looks as though you meet him through your normal routine. And I don't normally say that to people, but it's talking about a brand new beginning in love for you.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
all
great.
Right, my friend.
Thank you so Thanks much. For calling. I appreciate it.
All
Me
right,
too.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Well, there's a whole bunch of you guys queued up on hold just listening to the program. But since this is a live call-in one, I'm going to give you a minute to queue up. I'm going to run a quick little ad. And if you don't queue up, then I'm going to go ahead and end the program. So if you queue up, I'll be taking the next call. Otherwise, I'll be visiting with you guys live tomorrow. I'll be right back.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
All right, I'm back. I've got somebody here from the 408 area code. Hello, 408. What's your question?
Hi, Mona. My question has to do more with romance. Do you see me finding anybody for love and romance? My name is Veronica.
Veronica, I'm getting a gentleman with brown hair and blue eyes. He's somebody that is very slender. So either he's someone who forgets to eat, or he's somebody that is like does bicycling or running or Ironman marathons. He's somebody that spends a lot of time outdoors. Because not only do I get the brown hair and the blue eyes, but I get that he's pretty tan. What it's saying here is that you need to get out of your usual routine to meet him. So unlike the last caller, who I was able to say kind of just stay aware in your own present environment that you'll recognize him and you'll meet him, in your case, I'd like to see you get a little bit more involved with activities that have to do with being outdoors. So whether you take up golf, whether that's you join a walking group or a hiking group or a bicycling group, what it's saying is that you will meet this man connected with some sort of outdoor activity. And okay. He's coming into your life. What is amazing about this guy is that almost immediately when he meets you, he likes you right away. And that okay. It feels very comfortable right from the beginning. And that it's important that you view this friendship as a friendship first to allow it to evolve into something more romantic. But do I see love coming your way? Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, those are fantastic news.
What?
I said, those are fantastic news. Wow.
Well, but the thing is you got to put yourself in, you got to be outdoors. You meet him outdoors. And I don't know if it's, you know, the funny thing is like here in Vegas, we have a lot of like celebrity tournaments, you know, golf tournaments and things that you can buy tickets for, and you can just watch the golfers as they go by, and you get to meet a lot of really nice people while you're there. It's a modest investment to actually go and be with a bunch of other people outdoors, but it's also kind of fun because you get to people that are, and I'm just using that as an example, like watching tennis matches are the same thing, is that you get to meet some really high-quality people by just watching a sport that has to do with being outdoors. So I would look for something like that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's going to be somebody new because...
Oh, it's definitely somebody new.
Okay. About 2 weeks ago, I went to the ATM, and I met somebody there who has light hair, but he has green eyes. He doesn't have blue eyes. And we just had a great evening just hanging out. We had drinks, went out for dinner, and I dropped him off, and then I went on my way, and it was just a nice evening. But I just realized later on, we never exchanged telephone numbers.
Yeah, well, that's that one feels a little weird to me. I mean, it was a fun adventure, and I applaud you for being so spontaneous. But that one sounds a little weird to me.
Wow, okay.
All right, so thank you for your call.
I will be keeping it outdoors definitely then.
And
make
excellent.
It as a friend. Make sure that I keep it as a friend first. Got it.
Right. Absolutely. All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mona. You're fabulous.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.